From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Israel's deputy UN ambassador is defending the military raid on a flotilla of ships during a relief mission to Gaza. Daniel Carman says it is tragic and unfortunate that at least 9 people died during an attack on the lead ship, but he says the mission was not a humanitarian one.
There are not peace activists. They were not messengers of goodwill. They cynically used the guise of humanitarian aid to send a message of hate and to implement violence.
Carman says Israeli soldiers who boarded the lead ship attacked in self-defense. The UN Security Council is calling for a thorough investigation. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder will inspect oil-damaged areas of Louisiana on Tuesday. And NPR's John Itzty reports that Holder will also discuss the oil disaster with attorneys general and state U.S. attorneys from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
In addition to touring the area, Holder will meet with attorneys general and federal prosecutors from Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Some congressional Democrats want the attorney general to launch a criminal investigation into the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon, which killed 11 crew members and produced the massive oil spill. Lawyers from the Justice Department's Civil Division and Environmental Unit have already been dispatched to the area. Federal sources told NPR last week that prosecutors won't issue subpoenas or send agents to conduct interviews until the immediate crisis ends. Holder himself has said publicly the primary concern now is cleaning up the spill. A criminal investigation could make BP and others involved less cooperative in that effort. John Itzty, NPR News, New Orleans.
Reports from Russia say police violently dispersed anti-Kremlin rallies in Moscow and St. Petersburg Monday as an EU-Russia summit opened in the southern city of Rostov. President Dmitry Medvedev welcomed the European Union's 3 top officials at an informal dinner before official talks were to get underway on Tuesday. Peter Van Dyke has this report from Moscow.
Reuters news agency said there were at least 1,000 people at the Moscow rally and several hundred in St. Petersburg. Reports said dozens were detained, several after being beaten by police. The protests come as the EU-Russia summit gets underway in Rostov-on-Don, where activists fear economic concerns will push human rights issues off the agenda. Some protesters said they had been encouraged by Prime Minister Vladimir Putin saying 2 days ago that peaceful marches should be allowed. A small opposition group holds the unsanctioned protests on the 31st of every month that has 31 days in honor of the 31st article of Russia's constitution, which guarantees freedom of assembly. But they have previously been only sparsely attended. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
This is NPR News. U.S. intelligence agencies believe that Al-Qaeda's number 3 member, Sheikh Saeed al-Masri, also known as Mustafa Abu al-Yazid, is dead. Various reports quote officials as saying al-Masri was killed by a U.S. Predator drone strike in Pakistan's tribal areas over the past couple of weeks. There have been past reports of his death, but for the first time, al-Qaeda is quoted on Islamist websites as also saying that al-Masri is dead. Al-Masri was an al-Qaeda's main link between Osama bin Laden and the group's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. Justin Henin's hopes for a comeback victory at the French Open were ended by Australian Sam Stosur in the fourth round. Eleanor Beardsley reports that Stosur's win also spoiled the prospect of a showdown between longtime rivals Henin and Serena Williams.
Seventh-seeded Stosur served into the corner on match point, setting up an overhead slam that sealed the biggest victory of her career and broke Henin's 24-game winning streak. Henin said her nerves got the best of her. The 28-year-old Belgian, who has just returned to tennis after a nearly 2-year break, was forced to play for a 5th consecutive day because of weather interruptions. On the men's side, 4-time champion Rafael Nadal advanced by beating 24-seeded Thomas Bellucci. Number 3-seeded Novak Djokovic eliminated the last American in the men's draw, beating Robbie Genepri in 4 sets. Serena Williams advanced easily, beating Israeli Shahar Peer and looking shaky only after her victory when she tried to speak French to the crowd. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Asian stocks fell Tuesday. Japan's Nikkei average is down 65 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.